podcast you're about to listen to is for adults only. Anyone under 18, please turn on Kidz Bop right now. Any opinions or advice that we give on this show should not be taken too seriously, as we are not professionals at all. With that being said, make yourself a drink and join us on our journey as a married couple enjoying the lifestyle in beautiful Southern California. And we are back, live, coming at you. It's St. Patty's Day, everybody.
Hi.
Hi. So today is our Patty's Day special. It's being recorded on Patty's Day. It's going to be released the day after Patty's Day.
What's special about it?
It's Patty's Day. Yeah.
We did nothing for St. Patrick's Day today.
It's a Monday.
I made a stew. Sort of.
An Irish stew. But the main reason is because we have a shit ton of stuff coming up.
We are leaving for vacay.
We were packing. Putting together all our vibrators, and I'll make sure we have all our charging cables intact. Because tomorrow, which is March 18th, we are leaving on a jet plane.
No, we're leaving on Wednesday, but yeah.
Wednesday, yes. But we are starting our vacation tomorrow evening as we start progressing our way to the airport. So.
Yes.
So on Wednesday, we are going to be making our way to Florida and then making our way out on a cruise shortly thereafter. So we got a lot coming up. But before we go any further, We are drinking simple tonight. Cheers, my love.
Keep it simple.
Cheers.
Cheers. Keep it simple, stupid.
I know you guys look to us for all the latest fads in the drinking, but tonight we are just going with our tried and trusted vodka drinks. I have got a vodka Sprite, and
you get
have
a vodka drink. You get the whiskey drink.
And you
drink
have
a lager drink.
You could have even had a whiskey, but no, you chose to just go vodka.
You sing the songs that remind them of the good times.
I'm going to edit this out.
You
know
that,
right?
That remind them of the best times. Oh, Danny. Oh, it's an Irish song. Danny boy.
Yes.
Anywho.
Yes, anywho is right. So we are just going simple tonight because A, we can't get drunk because we started this podcast way late.
We had all the intention. You actually lied to everybody on the
yes, I know.
On the Discord.
I lied to so many people this week. So our plan was to release this episode last week sometime. Thursday. We were supposed to record this Thursday of last week. Yeah. But Thursday at work, I pulled my back pretty good. So by the time I came home Thursday, I was just not feeling it.
Nope.
I was hurting, not in a good mood. I took some, Vicodin, and you know, this being a drinking show, I tend not to like to mix too. I mean, every now and then YOLO, but, I didn't want to. So then we pushed it to Friday. And Friday,
you were still in a bad mood.
I was still hurting. I was grumpy. And you're like, let's just push it.
I was like, I'm not doing this with you tonight.
You're like, let's push it to Sunday. But on Saturday, we
went out for St. Patrick's Day.
We went down to San Diego Gas Lamp area, which with a bunch of our LS friends, to just party at their Shamrock Patty's Day festival. It was an all day drinking thing. And it should have turned into, you know, an orgy or something. But again, I was hurting, wasn't in the best mood. And if I'm not in a good mood, nothing's going to happen. So so I had a good time. But yeah, I was not feeling.
Walking around all day.
I was not feeling feral.
Yeah.
I was not feral at all. Like, I was just,
my back was hurting. I was feral.
You were. So we had a great time with our friends, but our night ended at like 11:30, much to some people's
to my dismay.
Your dismay. There's people are like, we're ready to party, but I was like, I'm done. So we get back to the
hotel. Oddly enough, all the guys were asleep.
Right? So we get back to our hotel room, and like you said, you're drunk, you're feral. I'm not drunk, but I'm feeling pretty good, but I'm hurting. By that point, we had, you know, spent, what, 6 hours, 7 hours walking around, and my back was just screaming at me. So all I could think of in my head was just, I need to get to bed and lay down, because... And all that was in your head was, just lay down, let me ride you. And I'm like, that sounds great in theory, but you're like saying, let me ride you. And I was like, no, not right now, babe. I don't think it's a good idea. Cause
it was a good idea.
It was my lower back is what hurt. And you riding me, if you made one false move, and you drop down on my hips, that would have hurt. So I had to be like, I had to be the responsible one. So we ended up wrestling because I wouldn't succumb to your desires. And then you bit me.
Yeah.
And yeah, it's still bruised and I have raised
you deserve it.
Skin underneath. So yeah.
Well, you deserved it.
I did deserve it. So anyways, I'm feeling better. I'm still sore, but I'm definitely better than I was.
So we were hungover on Sunday.
Was that?
We were hungover on
Sunday. Oh,
yeah.
We were supposed to do it Sunday. We came home from San Diego Sunday. Came home, and we just were hungover, not feeling it. So we pushed it again from Sunday to Monday.
Nothing like procrastinating.
We love procrastinating. But we had to get this out before we left. And tomorrow night, we are heading to our friends in Orange County and staying the night there to make our morning trip easier. So tonight was literally the last night.
Mm-hmm.
And
here we are.
We packed. We were ready to go. Well, you're almost packed.
I'm barely packed.
So we are here. And we are living up to our commitment of doing this last Thursday
Vegas.
Night. So yeah, we're gonna talk about Vegas part two. And we got an upcoming trip we'll talk about really quick. So, before I forget, you guys can reach us at our hotline, Sweet Side of Life hotline, 951-226-5261. And I keep saying this because this number is getting me a lot of nudies.
Yeah.
Yeah. We had a couple of days back, they, sent a couple of nice pictures, and then I think it was yesterday, the day before, he dropped the mother load on me. And
I haven't even seen him.
Oh, yeah, that's right here. there's no identifying marks here as far as, like, I don't have a nickname for the couple yet. So there we go. We'll start there. So, yeah, there's a lot of nice booty pictures. There's some butt plug action. There's some penis. It's a... Yeah, like I said, drop the mother load. So,
a little breakfast and titties.
Breakfast titties. That's their name, breakfast titties.
It looks like she likes to be spanked.
Yeah, there you go. But anyways, so yeah, I'm gonna put that number out there. Well, I already put that number. Feel free to send pictures. I will not argue.
Is that a butt plug? Oh yeah, it's a butt plug.
Yeah, it is.
Oh, and it's a drippy pussy.
Ooh.
Did you see that?
It's a drippy pussy with a butt plug.
It's a drippy pussy with a butt plug.
It is. That's my new screensaver. so anyways, you can also reach us at the Sweet Side of Life podcast at outlook.com. we accept, you know, anything. If you have a question for us or like a topic you'd like to hear us discuss on the podcast, shoot it this way. Or if you just want to send titty pics, I will take them. Dick pics too. Sure. Why not? that actually makes me think of Autumn Sins from the Swinger Couch podcast. She, Carlos and her always talk about she loves dick pics.
Mm.
She's like, the more, the merrier. She's just, send them, boys. But the reason I bring them up is because we are actually going to see them Saturday, this Saturday, the 22nd, because we're going to go to Florida. And then on Saturday, we're going to make our way up to Orlando or the Kissimmee area. And we are going to go to Secrets for the first time ever.
Ever.
And if you guys don't know what Secrets is, it is a LS lifestyle clothing optional resort there in Kissimmee, Florida. And that's where all the people hang out, all the cool people. And we're actually going to meet them. They're going out on Friday and they're going to stay through the weekend. So we are going to hang out with them and most likely do some version of a podcast with them live.
It won't be live. It'll be recorded.
They're
going to be live.
Nope, they're going to be live.
We will be alive.
They are bringing their radio truck with a satellite dish on the top, and we are going live. So we're looking forward to Secrets. if you guys get this message before Saturday the 22nd, send us your thoughts on Secrets. Is there something there that we have to check out? Is there like a special playroom feature that, you know, you didn't notice till the second or third time you went? Like, we're only going to go this one time. I don't foresee us going back there, at least for a few years, but we want to make sure we see all the things on this first go around. So let us know. All right. Is there anything else you want to address before we dive into Vegas part two?
Part dos.
Email to you.
No.
All right.
So. One thing we forgot to say about what had happened on Friday.
What had happened?
Was we got back to the hotel.
Ah.
After we had eaten. And yes. left the place, sat in an Uber, ate. And then went back to our hotel and you got undressed. And what were you still wearing, sir?
So once I walked into the hotel room and, you know, after all the fun, it's a couple hours from now. And after all the fun was done and, you know, the blood was settled down. And I noticed I had like a bit of like a pinch, like an itch or like a pinch down in my crotchal region. And I was like, well, that's weird. And I pulled my pants off and I still had my cock ring on.
Spoiler alert.
It's a silicone cock ring, so you can live with it. It's not
the first time, and it won't probably be the last time that you've left it on and forgot about it.
No. The first time was when you put it on me when I was completely hammered. That was understandable. The second time in Vegas, I wasn't drunk. I was like, I was loose. I definitely was not drunk.
That was the other thing I was going to say about Friday too, because we talked to Beard and Butt about that. Like, I was pretty sober, and mm-hmm. Not that I can't play sober. I just usually don't. Like, we're just usually drinking, and that does help loosen, like, me up.
Yeah.
But I guess because they're our friends, it was easier. But yeah, I was nowhere near drunk, and Beard was saying he was completely sober.
Yeah.
And that's unusual for him too.
Mm-hmm.
And you were pretty sober, and I don't know where Butt was at, but
I was damn near sober just because of how the event started. Like we talked about in the first episode, how like the first couple hours was a meet and greet. It was weird for me to kind of catch up and figure my place.
Yeah. And part of it too is we took a nap earlier in the day.
Yeah.
And then we got up, and so we kind of like all that we had drank during the day was kind of basically gone.
It was a waste.
So we started from ground zero when we woke up from our nap and got ready.
Yeah. So, yeah. So that was fun.
Yeah. Mm. So anyway, moving on to night two. Well, day two.
Yes.
Day two. Saturday. I mean, nothing. Like, day two, we ended up doing a bunch of tiki bars.
We hit all the tiki bars.
Not all of them. Did we hit all of them?
We went Golden Tiki.
We did Golden Tiki first.
We did Frankie's Tiki.
We did Frankie's first. We did Golden Tiki second.
We went with the Frankie's, and one of our friends there, she removed her top in the bar.
So, Sam was actually wearing a sweater that day, and it was a warm day. Like, the weather was so random in Vegas. Like, one second it was cold, and then the next day it was warm. But that day was particularly warm.
Yeah.
So she was wearing a sweater. We actually started our day off at a brunch. And this place, if you... I believe I posted the picture on TikTok. But we're at brunch. And it's the place that's by... it was called... I can't remember the name of it. But it was next to...
Oh.
It was... Park. Yeah. It was called Park. Park on Fremont.
Park on Fremont, yeah.
So we went there for brunch, which was a good brunch spot, by the way, if you're down there. Super cute, little, like, kitschy kind of place. But I'm sitting there talking. We're out on the patio, and I'm sitting there talking to everybody. We're all just having a conversation. And all of a sudden, I look over, and I'm like, are those horses fucking in that picture? And sure as shit, they have a huge painting on this wall outside that has two horses fucking
and the trainer's like standing there, like
there's a lady just holding one of the horse's little
rein,
and then there's two horse. Yeah, it was funny. I just thought it was funny. Out of all the places we could have picked to eat brunch, we had never, none of us had ever been there. But
I wonder if I could find that photo.
I think on my TikTok. Well,
it was called Park on Fremont, right?
Yeah, but Beard sent us the photo. I have the photo. Right. And I believe I put it on the TikTok. I believe it's in one of the, like, reels I posted or whatever on the TikTok.
Oh, yeah. There it is.
So, yeah. Yep.
I could make this as the sub-picture to our
podcast. Oh, there you go. So, anyway, so that was just funny. But so we did the brunch, and then we did the tiki bars. And, yeah, Sam, because it was, she was wearing a sweater and it was too hot, she's like, took off her shirt.
Well, the thing about Frankie's is when you walk in from the outside, it is, like, pitch black inside. Yeah. So you walk in and you get in the corner and you have this feeling of, like, seclusion. But then as your eyes adjust, you realize...
it's not as dark as you thought.
You took your shirt off and... you can now see everywhere, and everybody else that was already in there the entire time was able to see you for that time taking off.
But I mean, she was wearing a bra.
It was just a sports bra. It wasn't.
No,
it wasn't,
she was wearing a regular bra. But
yeah.
I mean, her shirt wasn't any. Her bra wasn't any different. My shirt looked like a bra too, but it was a shirt.
It was just funny.
So anyway, it was just funny because
So yeah, we went.
So we did that, two. And then we went to Golden Tiki. Which is cute, and the bathroom is well, I don't want to spoil it for people, but if you ever
go into the bathrooms at Golden Tiki,
go into the bathroom, or if you want to look it up because you don't think you'll ever be able to go there because you live in some other part of the world, look up Golden Tiki bathroom. I'm sure Las Vegas, I'm sure there's plenty of stuff that's been posted on it. But anyway, so we did that, and we went over to some people went to Mos Por Favor.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
And we did the
speakeasy.
It's a tequila bar speakeasy. That's really cute. Over, it's right next door inside of a Mexican restaurant.
Yeah.
But it's like cartel themed. So we did that. And we did not make it to the strip club.
Oh, yeah, we were going to go to the strip club, Say It Again, Sam's.
Yeah, Play It Again, Sam's.
Play It Again, Sam.
So we did not make it there. However, yeah, so then we went to, and then at that point it was like we all went back to the hotel. The girls, we gambled, and the boys went and took a nap.
Mm.
And then that night, though, is the night where we were going to Whispers.
Whispers.
So... that night, I was more tipsy because I didn't go to take a nap. I just kind of continued holding my buzz on. You took a nap.
Sounds right.
Cole took a nap. I think Beard and Butt took naps. Yeah, they left early and they both went back to the hotel and took naps.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, we Whispers is a different, very different vibe and very different setup than Flirts.
One thing I don't believe we talked about Flirts is... how attractive the crowd was there.
Yeah.
I don't think we really touched on that too much.
Yeah, there was a lot of good-looking people.
It was very similar to Plush, how we said you could throw a dart.
Yeah.
Very, very similar.
Not everybody my type, but everybody was
exactly, yeah,
good-looking.
You can appreciate. You can be like, all right, this is a good-looking crowd here. Yeah. Yeah, not our type necessarily. Yeah,
not necessarily everybody.
But yeah.
But yeah, it was a good-looking crowd. So Whispers was actually busier, I would say.
Than Flirts?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, Flirts has a hard 100 capacity, I think, if I recall correctly, that they cut off. And they also stop allowing people in at a certain time. So I think that's by design, just to, so it's not like so crazy in there. But yeah, Whispers was like nut packed. To butt.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So Whispers, we got there and again, it was the same group of people, only this time Sam and Cole made it in.
They did make with it there, us.
And they had never been there, I don't think.
No, I don't believe so.
I don't think Beard and Butt had ever been there either.
Pool party, I think.
Oh, yeah. They had said they'd never been to night parties.
Yeah, so this is now our third night party there.
Yeah, not that weekend, but in general.
Yeah, at Whispers.
Yeah.
The first time we went there, it was okay. You had a little bit of a mildly bad experience. Second time was much better. The pool party was fun, and then this time we had another good time, so.
Yeah.
The averages are working out better.
Yeah. So Whispers is definitely gives more of a, if you know, like, FA vibes. Like, it's an older house.
Mm-hmm.
It's, the crowd is kind of eclectic, more eclectic, mm-hmm. I would say. And, you just moved my
had to move
mic.
Her microphone. Like, her entire face was like behind the mic, and I'm like looking. I'm like, what am I looking at? All right, much better. I want to look at your face.
So the crowd is definitely more eclectic. There's like old and young, mm-hmm. and just all different types of people.
Yeah.
It's
more. It's I don't want to say. I don't want to say it's like a dive bar, but for me, it's more my realm.
Yeah, it's not as like, you don't feel as like hoity-toity. Like
the people at Flirts, there were some like really nicely dressed people, and that's great for them. And
yeah.
That is not so much my style. It's your style. You'll get dressed to the tens. Yeah. But I'm more like a sneakers, ball cap, shorts. You know, that's more my realm.
Yeah.
And Whispers definitely...
Lends itself to more of that. Yeah, you'll definitely see a different range of people in their attire.
Oh, 100%.
And also, they don't have like a rule about nudity or...
Yeah, you walk in and it's go time from the second you walk
in.
Yeah,
there's no rules about any of
that. There's no announcements. No. Yeah, it's just like, hey, come as you are. Yeah. Have a good time.
Yeah.
And they have a full spread of food. And,
yeah. Well, they were having a special stuff too because it was Valentine's Day weekend.
Yeah.
But yeah, so then that was fun. And then, our friends who ended up not being able to come because they weren't feeling well.
The Palm Springs couple.
Yeah. They, she had set up a birthday thing with Tina Marie.
Tina Marie at Whispers. Yeah.
Yeah.
All so surprise.
For me, a surprise for me. And then when we found out they couldn't come, they weren't feeling well, they, you pass it off onto you. So you, took that over,
mm-hmm.
and it was a surprise. It was.
So here's the thing. I, like I said, the Palm Springs couple, she came up with the idea. She hit up Tina Marie and said, hey, is there anything special you can do for the birthday girl? We got a whole party coming in. And she said, actually, you know what? I can get you a cake. I can hook you guys up. I can make it a whole big thing. And she's like, great. So, yeah, when she passed it off to me, then I was like, cool. So when we get there, I had already contacted Tina Marie at this point saying, hey, I'm the new point for this. This is what's happening. When are you going to be there? Who can I blah, 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 blah. So I get there and I'm looking for her. She's not there yet. I'm trying to talk to her. And let her know who I am, but not letting her know with in front of you. Like, it's like a secret, you know?
Yeah.
So I'm trying to be secretive. And then she's like, okay, we'll do this. Well, yeah, sounds good. And then every time, like, she would come around, she's like, are you guys ready? I'm like, yeah. But then I would start looking around, and some of our friends were, like, in the bathroom or outside or something. So I kept trying to corral everybody. Yeah. And like, guys, stay here.
Did they know?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yes, to a point. So I didn't want to tell everybody, because then the more people you tell, the more right. chance it's going to get spoiled.
Right.
So I was just basically saying, hey, there's something going on here. Stay here. And then I would see everybody, and then one person would like leave to the bathroom. And I'm like, God damn it. So finally, we get it coordinated. And Tina Marie comes over. She's like, okay, you know, the DJ is going to make an announcement. You guys can walk in. So I'm like, cool. So we start walking around the corner, and I had you by the hand, and I'm starting to walk you past like our tables that we were sitting at. We were starting to walk more towards past the dance floor.
The bar.
Yeah, we're walking past the bar, past our table, more towards the dance floor. And then the DJ gets on the microphone. And do you remember what he said?
No. So what this is what my brain went. Okay. So we're going and I'm like, oh, I need a drink. And you're like, we'll get one in a minute. And so then you're pulling me. And then I just see a chair
in the middle of the dance floor
alone by itself. And you're pulling me towards the dance floor. And I'm like, oh, hell to the no. And you're like, yep. And I'm like, nope. And you're like, yep. And I'm like, absolutely not, sir. And you're like, nope, we're doing this.
Who won that tug of war?
Sit down.
Who won that tug of war?
You did. You're like, sit down. I'm like, OMG. There was a group of people I knew, but then there was a whole shit ton of people there. I had no fucking clue who they were.
Yep. So that's when
at this point, I had removed all of my clothes. I was wearing my knee-high boots, and that's it.
Underwear. You had underwear.
Oh, and my thong.
Yeah.
My thong and knee-high boots.
I wouldn't have had you sit on that seat without underwear on.
Red thong and knee-high boots is all I was wearing at that point. I had no intention on being sat in front of an entire group. I mean, yeah, I was walking around, but in a crowd. I had no intention of having a spotlight put on me, essentially. Yeah.
So then the DJ made the announcement and then sat you down, and I proceeded to give the worst, not even a lap dance, just like a round merry-go-round dance around you a little bit. And then we called a few people from the crowd.
No, Tina Marie came out with the cake.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
Tina Marie came out with the cake. The entire place sang to me, happy birthday. And then I jiggled her boobs because there was no candle on the. She's like, "Oh, we don't have a candle." And I was like, "It's all right. I'll just motorboat you." And then it was like, "Okay, now let's give her lap dances." Yes. And then you did that. And then this older gentleman, fit guy, comes in front and just does a lap dance and then does the splits directly in front of me.
Mm-hmm.
And then, yeah, it was wild. And then some of our friends came, and I think,
my chocolate milkshake.
Nurse Feel Good. She, put some of her drink on me and then licked it off me. And then some other, it was fun, but I don't like being like the center of that kind of attention. Mm-hmm. Like, I was like, there is no way. And I'm glad I kept drinking all day, because if it had been the way I was at Flirts, I would have I don't think I would have sat down. I would have fought you harder.
You wouldn't have won. So that was fun.
That was fun.
So there was So we were there. Let me see. Okay. So there was a couple of couples. We had our friends there, and there was a couple that walked in. And he was a very tall black gentleman.
Very fit.
And she was a shorter blonde girl.
Super short, also fit.
Yep.
But very like tiny.
Mm-hmm.
Little blonde woman who he was with, and they're not married, we found out later, but yeah. Spoiler alert.
So they came in and they caught my eye.
Yeah, well, he was in a pink thong.
Yeah, Yes, he was in a pink thong,
and she was cute.
She was very cute.
Yeah, they were both so good looking.
I was like, okay,
good looking couples.
Yeah, I was like, okay, I'm digging.
Yeah,
I'm thinking I'll make my move at some point. So then we kind of pushed that aside, and they were just kind of frolicking, and then Whispers is the place that has outside by the pool party or the pool area. They have a little, like a secondary garage building, I guess you'd call it. And it has a couple different rooms. And one of the rooms is the, like, the dungeon.
It's not a dungeon.
Dungeon.
It's not. It has like frilly blankets on the bed.
And a bed. And a dungeon.
It's not a dungeon.
It has a couple of rooms where they have like some unique sex types beds and a swing and a tie down.
There's a swing?
Yeah, in one of those rooms.
Are you sure?
I'm pretty sure the middle room has a swing.
I don't think so. I think there's a spanking bench, and then there's like another tea bench, and then maybe the other one has beds around it. I don't think there's a swing.
I don't know. We'll have to check it out again.
Yeah. But anyway, and then in the other room, there's a St. Andrew's cross.
Yes.
Mr. Sweets is playing with his dick right now. Anyway. So, yeah, there was, and then there's always a couple, well, I don't know about always, but every time we've been there, there's a couple
with
who
the exception
does,
of the pool party. Was he there then?
I don't know. I didn't go in there. But anyway, there was it Feeling Good?
That's right. We wouldn't have gone anywhere near that.
Yeah. There was, anyway, there's a couple that does, like, demonstrations, I guess, or, like, just.
Yeah.
And then there's people who it seems like go regularly. Probably live in the area, and they kind of
will like get use up and it do
and
it, yeah.
Yeah, use because they bring all these whips and all this stuff too with them.
Mm-hmm.
So I had every intention of getting up and getting spanked and doing all of that
because not the last time, but the time before you had some of that stuff done.
Yeah,
and you really enjoyed it,
but my turn got overlooked. So the guy was doing all the stuff to another girl, and then he told me, okay, just sit over here and then you'll be next. And I'm like, okay. And then he went and did something else.
And then really quick backstory is I had gone in there and I was standing there right behind you at the doorway.
Mm-hmm.
And then he, the dungeon master, said, there's a bed over there. So I walked over to it. I'm like, all right, I'll go get a bed. First row action. And then that's when my chocolate milkshake followed me over to the bed. So I was over there on the bed with her watching you guys. And you went and got on the couch and you were like kind of in like your queue.
Yeah.
And then so you're in a queue. Somebody went up, got done, and then it should have been your.
Yeah, and then I think a couple actually went in and did like their thing,
mm-hmm.
and then it should have been me next. But then he walked away,
mm-hmm.
and his wife was still in there. And I really think she didn't realize I was next. But she ended up pulling up her friend, which mm-hmm. looked suspicious. But I honestly think suspicious. It was just like she just didn't realize
she had her own line in mind. Basically.
Yeah, exactly. So she had her friend come up, and then at that point, I'm just like, at first I was sitting next to Cole on the couch, and then he got up, and so then I'm just sitting there by myself with these other people sitting on the couch who I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
So then I was just kind of like, this is kind of, I'm like wasting my night,
yeah.
essentially just sitting here, and I don't need it that bad. I don't want it that bad. I'm not going to wait, you know, 3 hours.
Well, like you were saying, some of our other friends had left the building.
Yeah.
Too, and it was kind of like, part of it was going to be like, have fun, perform with your friends.
Yeah.
And then, so I was on the bed getting like a mini handy, and I'm watching you, and I could see you're getting frustrated.
Yeah.
And
I wasn't getting frustrated. I was just like bored, I guess.
I could read you.
Yeah.
Your face shows a lot.
Yeah.
So I could kind of tell like
bored
you were
a little annoyed.
You were getting annoyed. And then you like, I didn't necessarily translate what had happened with the girl to the friend.
Yeah.
Because I was like the girl that got pulled up. I was like, oh, this is going to be fun to watch. Yeah. I was kind of like just in the moment because since I wasn't waiting, it didn't matter as much to me.
Yeah.
But then you got up and you just like peaced out.
Yeah.
And
I'm over this.
And I thought. It was because of me. Like I thought I was doing something wrong. You know what I mean? Like it was just one of those like, oh shit.
No, I was just
and I was like, hold up.
Over it. And I was like I'm done up. Sitting here by myself.
And I went out there and I got you. You're like, no, I'm fine. I was just ready to move on.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh,
okay. I was ready to move on with my night. And then the guy who initially told me to have a seat there and I'd be next
Dungeon
came
master.
Over to me and he was like, later he's like, I'm sorry you didn't get a chance to go up. I'm like, whatever, it's fine. Don't let it happen again, sir.
Exactly. So then we came out of that room, and I think by that point,
I think Beard and Butt had left.
Beard and Butt had left.
Sam and Cole had left.
Sam and Cole had left. Yeah. So like, all of
doctor
our
doctor and nurse Feel Good were still there, but I think they were in a room with somebody because I didn't see them for a while.
Yeah.
So I think they were doing whatever they were doing by that time.
So all of our options that we had kind of, I never want to say intended or had, what's the word I'm looking for? Expectations.
Yeah.
There was definitely some level of like, hey, we're probably going to play, but everybody had peaced out.
Yeah.
And we're like, oh, okay, cool. All right.
Let's transition. Out, yeah. What are we going to do? Cause we weren't ready to leave.
So we started walking around and we found a spot.
Yeah, the big orgy room that has like the beds all
it's
around
like a
it.
Big U.
Yeah, there was hardly anybody in there. There was like one couple in like the far corner and there were some people sitting on the couches watching. Mm-hmm. But other than that, like there was nobody on the bed. So we ended up putting down a sheet and then getting onto like the edge of the U, if you will.
Yeah.
And you and I just fucking and
started playing.
It's me sitting on your face.
Then, all of the things.
Yeah, me sitting on your face, then fucking, then blowjobs, and
all then the things. As we're standing there, the couple, not standing.
Yeah. We're laying on the bed. You're fucking me.
That couple, the original one with the pink thong, they were actually standing like really close at one point, and I
noticed none of this. This is all your recollection.
And I said something. I can't remember what I said, but they're like, "Oh yeah, we're like watching you." You guys. I was like, oh, okay. And I was like, do, 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 papa da ba, papa da ba. And then they ended up moving over to the other side of the room and they were standing up. So I had you in missionary and I was fucking you. And then I had the vibrator in my hand playing with that. And playing with your boobs, I'm like, there's so too many things to do here. So I'm like, I need an extra hand. So I called out to the room. I beckoned. I go, I need an extra hand over here. And they came. They came running from the other side of the room. And
they weren't running.
They ran.
They did not. They ran. Run.
No. They ran as
you're so weird. You always are like, and then they came running.
They
like,
came running.
No one came running. Like you're so dramatic about it.
In my eyes, that's what I saw. So then they came over and he pulled down his thong and bada bing, bada boom.
He was very fit. Like I said, he was in like a squatting position, essentially.
Your head was basically hanging off the edge.
Yeah, my head was on the edge of the bed. So he essentially was like squatting over me. So I was like sucking his dick and licking his balls and stuff, and then
she was doing the same and then playing with your boobs a little bit. And
she was sitting on the edge of the bed next to me kind of playing with things, and then were you touching her?
No, not at that point. So we were doing all of that. I was just concentrating on fucking you. Now I'm like, finally, I got my extra hands in here. I'm like, I can focus now. So we're doing that as I'm fucking you. He's playing with your clit a little bit. And then I think I reached under and I grabbed her boob for like a second. It was a very awkward position because she was at the head of the bed or the head of the thing.
Yeah, she's sitting on the side next to me.
So I kind of grabbed her boob for a second and then everybody kind of stopped and but by this point, you had mouth on dick, mouth on balls. Like, you were, throat deep. You were all in it. You were in it.
Definitely not throat deep. His dick was a two-handed dick. It was huge.
You said it was a girthy.
Girthy. Super girthy. Two hands. To be clear.
Three hands.
And I have big hands.
Alrighty then. So we're doing all that, and in my head, I'm like, okay, I could see this going somewhere, you know? Mm-hmm. So we kind of pause for a second, and then she's like, you know, what's everybody's rules or, like, you know, boundaries or something to that effect. And I don't even think we didn't even answer. We didn't get a chance to answer.
Yeah, she said hers was condoms for everything, including oral.
Yeah, and I was like, condoms. I heard condoms, and I'm thinking, yeah, of course.
Yeah.
And then she's like, for everything. And I was like,
And then she said, including oral.
Including oral.
And then her guy said, he said, I'm good. Clearly, he was good with condoms, not condoms for oral, because I was giving him oral without condom. But
exactly.
He said, I'm good with whatever, basically. I mean, he didn't really seem to have, condoms for sex, I'm assuming, but. I think that's what he said, actually. And then, I could kind of tell, like, your wind come out of your sails when you had heard this.
Well, here's the thing, the is
condoms for oral
up to that point, and actually at no point did she ever contact, she never touched me.
Yeah.
So I was kind of already like thinking, like, I definitely didn't feel out of the picture.
Yeah.
But I was on my own island.
Yeah.
Like, it was you, him, and her were all touching everything, and I was doing my thing. So I kind of already was like, you know, it's.
Yeah, maybe she's just into girls or whatever.
I would have played along. I would have played along. But when she said oral for everything, or condoms for everything, including oral, that was like a. Nah, for me, like, there's no way I'm going to maintain any type of erection with a condom on. And it's kind of like, if that's your boundary, fantastic. Yeah, like, perfect. Great. I love that for you. Say less. So it's just, that's not how
we would want to
play.
Yeah.
And nothing against it. You do you, but, there's just no way I would be able to maintain any type of, you know, and it's not fun. Oral with a condom.
Yeah.
For
you.
For me personally.
So that I think they could tell the air got sucked out of the room a little bit when that was said. So they are like, oh, we're going to go to the bathroom. And they got up and then like went into the bathroom, which the bathroom actually then leads to the locker room. Mm-hmm. Meanwhile, all her clothes were still on the bed. And then you and I kind of like wrapped up what we were doing. And then we're like they never came out of the bathroom. But then we ended up like, we really didn't expect them to come back. Cause I mean, we could all tell it was kind of just like it had fizzled. Mm. So, but we walked to the locker to.
They're standing there.
And they're standing there getting dressed. And they're like, oh no, we just. So there was this like awkward kind of like, we weren't trying to like.
Yeah.
Like. You know,
it's fine, guys.
Leave or whatever. We're like, it's totally fine. It's all we good. All caught the same vibe. Don't worry.
Not a problem.
Yeah.
I didn't.
Meanwhile, we're like, hey, if you want to listen to our podcast. Yeah.
So that's kind of like, that's probably our second time we've had that type of thing happen to us. Except the first time we pushed past it. It was the couple that didn't kiss.
Oh, yeah.
EDR.
Yeah.
That was the first and only time we've had that happen to us, right?
Where
the
no-kiss
thing.
The no-kiss, yeah.
And
I don't think I could do that again.
Yeah. You know what? If they would just have to be like, they would have to check so many boxes for me to not kiss.
Yeah.
But see, the problem with that girl, again, she enjoyed everything I was doing to her. But she didn't ever touch me. So it's like, it's kind of like, if you don't kiss, got it. What else are you going to do? Like, what are you going to do to fill that void?
Yeah.
Cause I'm a big kisser. Like, things start with kissing.
Yeah.
And sometimes they are kissing only, right? And that's fine.
I mean, we have a lot of that. We do a lot of that. Like, yeah. Where we just do a lot of horse. Soft play
yeah. or so,
make out with people.
And that's fun. So, yeah, for us, they would, for us to be with another no kissing couple, they would have to check a lot of boxes.
Yeah.
And I don't know. I don't think I could do that again. But so that's
you live and you learn.
You do. That's the beauty of this, is everybody has boundaries.
And that's fine.
And they did the responsible thing by saying, hey, what are your boundaries?
Yeah.
Before we go any further with this.
Right.
Before my guy shoves his dick any further down your wife's throat. What are your boundaries? Well, sir. Third base. Yeah.
So we wrapped up there.
So sad.
And then went home, or went back to the hotel. And then the next day, most of our friends were leaving.
Yeah.
So we kind of just hung out a little bit. We went into a Argentinian restaurant in the morning, or in the afternoon, I guess, with Beard and Butt, which was nice.
Had some different type of food.
Yeah. And then went to Cabo Wabo with some friends, Beard and Bud, and then some other friends, and had some cocktails. And then we ended up, all those people left, and the lone soldiers were Sam and Cole and us. So we met up with them. We met up with them at, back in downtown Vegas.
Fremont Street.
We actually met up with them at the Container Park, which is pretty cool. And if you go, it just so happened to be the second Sunday, I think is what it is, of the month. And they do like a whole outdoor like DJ concert thing almost all day. And so while we were at Cabo Wabo, Sam and Cole were enjoying that. They had stumbled upon it and were enjoying that cocktails outside at like some of the different bars that are there. So we ended up meeting them there. That was really cool. And then we went and had dinner at the last tiki bar that we didn't go to, which is the one Glitter Gulch.
Glitter Gulch.
Bar.
I do not recommend Glitter Gulch.
Yeah, if you're a tiki bar person, don't recommend.
If you are like a tiki bar enthusiast and you want real tiki drinks and you want the good stuff, this is like a Disney tiki bar.
Yeah, it's like, and then what's so weird is they named it after that old strip club that was on.
Yeah, on Fremont Street.
Why would they do that?
I don't know.
It's so bizarre to me.
But they didn't know how to make some simple drinks. They had like a zombie, but it was in like a vat.
Like a boat.
Yeah, a four-person drink. And I go, well, I don't want a four-person zombie. Can I just get like a single...
A one-person?
Single spin it. They're like, oh, we don't know how to make that.
Do that. Like, we'll just divide it by four, friend.
But I mean, like, any tiki bar is going to know how to make a freaking zombie.
Yeah, but just divide the recipe by four, you dodo birds.
But I was like, nope, I'm done. And then, like, they had, like, weird versions of the painkiller. And it was just, the inside vibe was dope. Like, the lights, the seats, it was comfy. It was a chill place there, but just the menu.
Yeah, if you're a tiki enthusiast.
Yeah, don't call yourself a tiki bar if you can't do basic tiki drinks. All right, I'm getting off my chair.
Get off your little soapbox. So don't recommend, but we did go there. And we got Cole to drink a rum drink.
Oh, yeah.
He's a whiskey drinker. But anyway, so then we ended up going down to downtown Vegas. And
downtown.
We watched the bands that are out there, like your free live music.
They have three stages down there.
Yeah, we were at the one outside of the D.
The D.
And... we learned some new things about our friend, Mr. Cole. He is an 80s hairband enthusiast.
He did not know he was such a fan of Poison.
Right? He was an enthusiast. So we basically just got really drunk. Yes. Like, we got drunk. Because if you're in Old Vegas, that's the part I like about downtown Vegas. The drinks are always so strong.
Yes.
And they're not as expensive as on the strip, mm-hmm. the regular strip. And then, like, they're just so strong and they're way cheaper. And we probably stood there for hours. 2 hours. Or more. Just listening to the band, singing, dancing, drinking, and getting way too drunk.
So, again, with the drinking, like, there was a little bit of intention / expectation, maybe, that us four were gonna hang out and quotes play. But yeah, everybody just we're having such a that's the thing, is expectations can be bad.
Yeah.
Because we had a great night.
We had
the everybody best night. Singing and screaming at the top of their lungs, yeah. drinking whiskey like laughing. There's no tomorrow, and it was a great time. Had we followed our expectations and maybe not drank as much and retired to the room, like, that wouldn't have happened.
Yeah. We could, I mean, it could have still been a good time, but at the same time,
you couldn't.
For us, it was like the vibe was already vibing.
Yeah.
And
why change the vibe?
Yeah. Like,
well, like we say, more about the hang than the bang. And then at that point, the hang was really fun.
The hang was super fun. And, it's like if that's what was supposed to happen that night, then that's where our night would have led us, you know? But our night led us to this really killer 80s band cover band that was just rocking out. And it was just like, so we ended up just doing some makeout sessions a little bit, mm-hmm. and confusing the hell out of the other people around us, probably.
I love it. I love the points.
But yeah, so I got way too drunk. Way too drunk.
As we were standing there, I think I left to get a drink or something. And I came back and Cole had left on a pizza. He went to go get pizza tacos. But he went the entire wrong way.
Yeah.
And he just left. And where did he go? Get tacos. And everybody's no idea.
Sam had already left to get tacos. So then he went after her.
Yeah. And everybody just left to get
and
tacos.
And then everybody split. And then by that time, I mean, it was already really late. And I think the band was done.
Yeah. We sang the last encore.
Yeah. So then I'm like, okay, well, let's go get food.
Oh, actually, you know, we met another couple there. One of our listeners.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That's right. I forgot the...
We were going to go to... Because we were maybe going to do the pool. They're the couple that sent us their concierge.
Yes, there's person. That indoor pool. Mm-hmm. And then, yeah, they're listeners of ours, and they sent us their private, like, kind of host guy. And we ended up not going, but they still went. But then they joined us downtown, and we were hanging out with them for probably about an hour.
I don't think it was that long.
I don't know.
But anyway, yeah.
But yeah, we hung out with them for a little bit, met some new friends, and... they're locals
to here
ish
yeah so yeah so then but by that time I was already really drunk, so I said
let's call it, because I can read you.
Yeah.
Once I saw you getting to that point, I scaled back on my drinking, because one of us has to, you know, be the manageable one here. Yeah. So I kind of scaled back on my drinking, and you were, again, feral. you were just going, and you're like, let's go gamble, let's go. I'm like, babe, we have a mission. Like, we need to.
Well, I wanted to eat, but yes. I didn't want to eat at the same place we'd eaten at the past two late nights, which was the little takeaway place in our hotel. Mm-hmm. So I was like, let's go to a different hotel. So we went to the Binion's to eat at the cafe. Mm-hmm. And I ordered a BLT. And I was like, oh, this is gross. There's like way too much bacon on this. Which, when I told Sam and Cole that later, they were like, okay, now we know you were really drunk. Because nobody ever says there's too much bacon on something. And I'm like, it was just so over.
Especially on a BLT.
I know. I had like one bite of it. I ate most of your soup from your meal. Mm-hmm. And then we finally made it back to the room.
Started walking to our room, and we were probably about 10 minutes out, and you looked at me, you're like, I'm not feeling good. And in my head, like, the timer starts going off. I'm like, you know, ting, ting, 10, 9. So we start, I'm like pushing you through the casino.
Yeah.
And got you upstairs. Perfect timing.
Yeah. And we had upgraded our room to a bigger room. So we had a really big shower with a really big tub.
Mm-hmm.
So I got in that. And I threw up.
And you made yourself at home in there for about 2 hours.
I slept in there for like 2 hours, throwing up periodically, pushing it down the drain.
Very hot. It was very hot. And I was exhausted, but I couldn't go to bed because I had to
make sure I wasn't going to drown.
You weren't going to drown.
In the shower.
So I kept checking on you. And then once you were done, like I could tell you had emptied out. I'm like, all right, let's get you up. Let's get you into bed. So...
Yeah.
That ended that night.
But that was the only night I threw up in Vegas. That was
it, which is pretty fucking impressive.
Which is pretty good.
So yeah, that ended that night, and then everybody left the next day.
Everybody left the next day. It was just us. So we had
now we're on Monday, right?
Yeah, we had intended the day before. So we had intended actually when we went to Dirty Vegas to do the $10 tattoos.
Yeah.
We didn't do it. Part of it's because the pool parties, you don't want to have your tattoo in the pool parties. And then part of it is
exactly.
Like, again, the last day I just was like nauseous and not feeling great, which is the day we were planning on to do it. So we didn't end up doing it. Anyway, we didn't end up doing it. Still was on our radar. So we have, each other's initials tattooed on our wrists, and we were going to add, something to it after, cause we did it while we were dating. And mm-hmm. Now we're married, obviously. So we were going to add something to it. So we decided to add a heart next to it. Just the it was $20. Was it 20 or 10?
That was 10.
10. Yeah, just the $10 tattoo, a heart next to it.
So if you don't know what she's talking about, in Vegas, there's a tattoo parlor called Coolsville. And there's actually 4 locations in Vegas. And they have $10 tattoos. You go in and it's like, it takes longer to fill out the paperwork than the tattoos.
Yeah, it really does. For yours, I literally like, you sat down. He was like prepping everything. I went to the bathroom. I came out and you were done.
I'm standing up saying your turn.
Yeah, I know. I was like, oh, dang.
So, yeah, they have like $10 tattoos, $20 tattoos. And they have like it's just flash art. Really simple stuff. But it's cool. You know, if you want to go there and they have, you know, dumb little hearts, animals, like little things. It's you know.
Just stuff, whatever.
Basic
like
stuff.
The infinity sign.
Mm-hmm.
So we were actually the night before with Sam and Cole, we were going to get one with them.
Well, he has a very specific idea. Well,
he was talking about doing a turtle on a log, but they didn't have that as flash art anyway. But we were going to do it with them, but the tattoo place closed at 7.
Yeah.
And by that time, it was way past 7 when we started talking about it.
Yeah.
So we didn't end up doing it with them. We were going to do both. So we were going to do one with them. We were still going to do our heart or whatever we were going to add to it. We were going to do 2 if we ended up doing one with them. But we didn't end up doing one. We just ended up doing it ourselves. So that next day, Monday, once everybody had left and it was just you and I, we went and we did our flash tattoo.
Nailed it.
Got our $10 tattoos. And then we went to another tiki bar, which we didn't go to with our friends, which is the Stray Pirate.
Yep. And that's a good one.
That's a good one. That is a good one. I wish we would have been able to go there with our friends, like if we would have made it to that one, because it is a good one and it's got a cool vibe and it's got cool, like not animatronic, but the like you're in a submarine kind of like vibe.
Well, they have a bunch of TVs, kind of like how I have in our bar. They have a bunch of TVs and they're set up like with aquatic, it looks like an aquarium.
Yeah, like you're under the water.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's like a submarine.
And it's like dog themed, so Stray.
Yeah, I think they also, I think they donate part of their proceeds or stuff to a local
animal shelters,
like that, which were big dog people. So that was like, that's just a plus. I buy merch from there because of that.
Exactly. So that's our second time there now.
Mm-hmm.
And both times are cool.
Yeah.
The thing with tiki bars and going there with friends that aren't tiki bar enthusiasts is you're not going to get a third tiki bar out because people get wasted at those things.
Yeah.
Like, you and I can go out and we can jump. Yeah, you and I can jump, and we can knock them out.
Yeah.
But I think at the end of, like, Golden Tiki, people were, like, tapped out. They're like, I can't do another one.
Yeah. Plus, we had plans that night. But, yeah, so we did the Stray Pirate, and then, I mean, we had to get up really early the next morning for a flight. So did we do anything after Stray Pirate? Oh, yeah, we went and ate at Oscars. Yep.
On the steakhouse.
We did it last time too. We were in Vegas, but in the plaza. In downtown Vegas, the plaza, there's an Oscar Steakhouse, which we ate at last time, which was really good. We had reservations last time. This time, we were able to walk in and sit. I mean, their inside was all booked, I guess, but yeah. They have a patio which they open for walk-ins, so we were able to do that and had a nice steak dinner.
Kind of capped off the Vegas weekend.
Yeah, and then went to bed.
Yes.
And then flew home the next morning, super fucking early.
Yes.
But like like 5 a.m.
But all in all, Vegas trip was a success.
It was a super big success. It was a lot of fun.
Yeah, had a really good time.
It was. Good friends, good food, good drinks, good fucking.
Good penis. So now we are caught up on Vegas. And we're going to recap really quick. So a couple of days from we are leaving to Florida. On Saturday, the 22nd, we are going to Secrets for the very first time. The week after that, we are getting on the 311 cruise.
Yes.
We are going to be going into Bahamas, Harvest K, music on the boat all day, and we have an LS group that we've put together that's going to be on that boat with us, and that should be a good time.
We're going to see you soon, and we got bracelets, so everybody will know each other.
Yes, and my goal is to flip a vanilla.
I don't love that.
I love it.
Unless it's a single.
Nah, couple.
No, because then you might cause problems in the relationship. That's a whole nother story.
True.
I don't want to be the source of.
But what happens on the boat stays on the
problem.
Boat.
Problem.
What happens on the boat? I think you could tell the couple though, like if they've been together, they've thought about it. Yeah, I think it's gonna happen. And yeah. And then maybe someone in our LS group. We'll see. There's a couple people in there I got my eye on. I'm just saying. But if you guys aren't able to join us in Florida at Secrets, and it's too late to get a ticket on a 311 cruise because that shit sold out months ago.
Yeah, it sold out when it started.
And if you find yourself in Southern California with nothing to do this weekend, on Friday, March 21st, Say Less Productions is having another world-famous meet and greet at the Cove in Murrieta. You can find that information on Cassidy if you go to their community. Join the Say Less Productions. You'll see all the information there. Or if you just go to the Parties and Events page, they're on the left tab. And look for the March 21st. You will see all the information there. That is shaping up to be a fantastic event. And in April... What is the date on that one? April 13th or April 12th? The Lust Party.
I have no idea. I think you said the 12th.
Let's see. April 12th is a Saturday. We are going to be making an appearance at the Lust Party. We haven't been there since, what, October?
Yeah.
November? Life got busy, other events and all that stuff. So as of right now, we're planning on going to that. That's going to be a first for quite a few months. It's going to be good to get back there. Hang out. Let's see, what else do we have coming up? Anything of note at the moment?
I can't even, my brain is so fried right now.
We are coming into
my vacation ASAP.
We are coming into pool party mode. We got parties at Via Vita coming up. We got Memorial Day weekend. We're trying to figure out if we're going to do that at Whispers in Vegas or if we're going to do it at Via Vita here in SoCal. There's a couple different options there. We also got places out in Palm Springs.
We're doing
we
Cali visit. Vibes.
We got Cali Vibes coming up on Saturday. We're only going on one day.
I think it's the 7th.
Saturday, June 7th, we are going to be going to Cali Vibes, which is a reggae festival in Long Beach, California.
Mm-hmm.
We'll be putting out rendezvous and, you know, probably try to put together a group of people. We already have a few people that are going. If you hear this and you are interested in information for that, just shoot us a text and we can give you more information. If you can't find it, if Google is broken, we can help you out. But again, thank you guys for listening. I think we're going to call it because it is time for bed.
Yeah.
So good night.
Good night. Just kidding.
And
when enjoying the sweet side of life, keep your pineapples upside down, believe in unicorns, and keep shaking it up.
Love you, babe.
Love you too.
So I have to come before we go to bed. How are you going to do that?
Oh my goodness.
I swear it's going to be fast. So how do you want to make this happen? I mean, you probably could have done it during the podcast.
You should have told me. I would have. Two birds, one stone. I'm all about multitasking.
There is actually a podcast where they used to do like a blowjob on the air.
Mm-hmm.
And I think they got complaints. Like people were saying it was like too much. Because you heard all the slurping sounds. And it didn't bother me. There's not much that bothers me. Like nothing grosses me out or like arrogance and annoying does. But like as far as sexual stuff, like whatever, you know, if that's what you want to do on your episodes. But they stopped doing it because I think they just got too many complaints. Mm. So.
Well, I didn't do it. So here we are.
Yep. I think you need to do the outro again. I digress like a motherfucker. Swingers Couch. See you guys soon. Let's see that culito.
All right. Bye.
Bye.
Bye. If you would like to get in contact with us, please email us at thesweetsideoflifepodcast@outlook.com. Or you can always find us on any one of our socials that are listed in the podcast links.